The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be made known. What I say to you in darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me begin with the headline. Terror on every side. Terror on every side. Do you know what newspaper or newscast that came from? It came from Jeremiah in today's first reading, 2,700 years ago. But it could be today in London or in Paris or in Afghanistan or Iraq or in South Sudan, I guess even in our own country. You and I are living in one of the most dangerous times in human history. Even if we don't live in Iraq or Afghanistan or Sudan, where words like that are street talk, there's another reason to note Jeremiah's words today, and that is he didn't believe in an afterlife the way we do. In Jeremiah's time, the Jewish people believed that the only life we have is the one that we live now, here. Anything after that was uncertain. It took about 500 years after that before any Jews believed in a resurrection or in life after death. That's why Jeremiah called on God to punish his enemies now, today, he says, while he was still alive. "Let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause." He believed that if his enemies weren't published in his own lifetime while he was still alive to see it, then they would go unpunished forever, and he would never be justified. 500 years or so later, Jesus corrected that theology, professing an afterlife when God would punish the evil and reward the good. That's what Jesus states in today's gospel. "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." In fact, Jesus was encouraging an even broader faith in God. That is, not to have any fear at all. He used those two examples that we're so used to hearing for years. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin, yet not one of them falls to the ground without their Father knowing it? Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. I think that's the point to remember and even celebrate in today's Eucharist, that God is still in control of this world, despite our terror from every side, despite threats of war, of losing health care, of deportation, of shameless hackers, etc., etc. You and I have inherited from Jesus this faith in God who cares about us, who really cares about you and me. We may have many things to fear, and we may have many things to suffer, like Jesus did. He wasn't delivered from death, but we should not fear because God really cares about each one of us. No fear. That is, if we believe all that. I know one man right here in LA who did believe all that, that God cares for him. His name is Marco Contreras of Compton. Last March, he was released from prison after serving 20 years for a crime that he did not commit. Can you imagine losing 20 years of your life being in prison when you are 21? He was wrongly committed because of a combination of factors that resulted in his conviction for a shooting and robbery at a Compton gas station in 1996. Contreras' vehicle, which he had loaned to someone, was in the vicinity, and an eyewitness wrongly identified him as the shooter, despite the fact that he was at home sleeping at the time. But Loyola's Law School Project for the Innocent proved that someone else had committed the crime. And last March, Marco Contreras was released. What kept him going and trusting all that time? "I just had to be patient and wait," said Contreras, who said his spirituality was what helped him suppress his anger and keep his faith. He believed today's gospel. Recently, a woman named Laura Yeager was browsing through her local thrift shop when she started chatting with a stranger. The stranger's, another woman's name was Vilma. She was from Colombia. After chatting, before parting their ways, Vilma said to Laura, "Pray for me." Then Laura said to her, "Would you pray for me too? I have breast cancer." Vilma revealed that she had survived breast cancer herself in 2005. So right there in the store, Vilma began to pray over her. Laura remembers Vilma saying, "Dear Jesus, we pray that you heal Laura's cancer." The whole experience moved Laura to tears. Later she said, "What happened in the thrift store was the most spontaneous religious experience I've ever had. I praise God that he appears to us when we need him most. He appeared to me in the form of a Colombian lady with similar tastes to mine in the thrift store in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. There I was gifted with God's grace." Laura believed in today's gospel. A number of years ago, I was attending a meeting in Chicago. At the end of the meeting, the speaker asked an elderly black nun who was there with us to end by singing the song, the hymn, "His Eyes Are on the Sparrow." I'll never forget how forcefully and how beautifully that elderly nun sang these words: "Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fear. Though by the path he leadeth, but one step I may see, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." Amen.